flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Niners, they won 30 years ago, so it's such a, almost impossible to answer that question. And we got so greedy, right? We were so spoiled. We just didn't realize. Thought it was going to go.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On forever. The Giants. How long did it take for the championship aura, the aura to wear off of the fan base? The happiness, the satisfaction, all of that. I'm like, of course there was a restlessness. We want to win more. We want to keep competing. You know, I said forever, just give me one. Well, then we got one. And you know what I wanted? I wanted them to trade for Beltran at the deadline, and I wanted to win a second one. And then they won in 2012, and it's like, all right, let's do whatever it takes to win a third one, and then a fourth one, and a fifth. So I admit I'm at the forefront of being, greedy. I admit that. But, like, the real championship aura that was around the team and just the happiness, the general happiness from the fan base was still there for a couple of years afterwards. When do you think it wore off for the Giants? Fully wore off. We are restless.
Bochy's last year. It was Bochy's last year, 2018?
2018. So about four or five years.
Yeah, I think because 2016, you still had it. Was the every even year. It's our time. Every right. Even year. So 2016, yeah, yeah. They go play the Cubs. Okay. And then 2017, there was a lot of hope because, oh, wow, they got a closer, Mark Melancon, and he's going to solidify the bullpen, stabilize everything in the back end of the game. Yeah, we're still got it. And then 2018, Bochy's last year, I was like, oh, wow, this is the end of an era. And it started to wear off slowly but surely. Now it's all but gone. I mean, it's not even close.
It's 10 years.
It's dusty now.
Yeah.
Not dust.
I feel like the Warrior title in 2022 wore off so quickly. I don't even know who would even compare to it in terms of, like, I'm not saying everybody, because I know there are a lot of fans that are like, dude, we had one of the greatest runs or whatever. I'm not saying that they think it's over or anything like that, but, like, they're still happy and grateful and satisfied.
Well,
but I do feel like this championship for 2022, the aura and just the overall happiness has been gone for multiple years.
Well,
it feels like the fastest I've seen one evaporate, the aura of any championship ever. And maybe I'm just stuck in the Warrior bubble.
No, you're not stuck in the Warrior bubble. I don't think you're stuck in the Warrior bubble. However, that aura and that championship pixie dust was gone. And I hate bringing it back to this, but it was gone in October of 2022. So they won a championship in June. You had July, you had August, you had September. Then you get to October for training camp. You got 4 months. And you know what? They went to Japan, had a good time out there in Japan, played the Wizards preseason game. They came back. We had that fateful Wednesday afternoon at Chase Center where we had an altercation between Draymond Green and Jordan Poole. And then it got nastier a couple days later because a video got released by TMZ. And from that moment, sure, we talked championship here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how cool was it to see Steph Curry in game 4, parquet floor? Wow, game 4 was historic. Beat him in game 5. The chicken said paid on the parquet floor in game 6. But I think for the fans, for a lot of people, it was easy to kind of move on from that because you're like, well, what's going on with the team? There's obviously drama and turmoil within the organization or within the locker room. And Steve Kerr and company have done a great job to try to contain that, right? Mm-hmm. To try to keep that culture full of joy. And then you get to that season, you lose to the LA Lakers. First loss in a Western Conference series under Steve Kerr.
With that, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. With Steph, Clay, and Draymond starting, right? So the way they lost to the Lakers.
Yeah.
Because obviously when the way they lost to the Lakers, Poole was not the same player he was.
Lonnie Walker.
But also you had Wiggins. He had to leave the team for 2 months.
It's true.
You know, he cracks a rib in game 5 or whatnot, has to suck it up for game 6. He was obviously compromised. JK goes back to the bench. He wasn't happy about things. Yeah. It was a disaster. Jermichael Green, for whatever he had an attitude, it was a disaster. And then you get into the next season. And all of a sudden, there's the Klay Thompson situation with the contract extension and whether or not he's going to be here long term. And they had that aura. Then you had, bench Clay, this and that. Then Wiggins is up and down, and you get Kuminga coming back. And now all of a sudden he goes to the coach and he's saying, look, get me out of here. I want to play. I didn't play the last 18 minutes against Denver. We Jokic hit a 3, and we had to cancel the Doobie Awards that day because the way Denver Nuggets came back on a 25-4 run. And so that championship aura, yeah, it dissipated fairly quickly, in my opinion. It was gone within 4 months.
That's crazy, though. Isn't it?
It is, but when you dive deep into it, you see how it's not that crazy.
Well, I think that I was in denial because I thought that they still had the pixie dust. Like, I did. And so maybe I was not willing to accept the reality of then. But in retrospect, what you're saying is accurate. I mean, but I wonder if there are a segment of fans that are willing to, like, just kind of give them a pass. For all the good stuff that they've done, yeah, they haven't hit on these draft picks.
Right.
They haven't swung big deals, right? But they have given us a lot. Are you willing to give them a pass, and do you trust that they can get it right? And let's say, like, this trade deadline right. comes and goes, right? They don't swing any significant deal. Are you willing to say, like, hey, like, they deserve the benefit of the doubt to wait till the offseason, which is what you've been kind of talking about, where there might be some more options? Because I don't think for a lot of people that's going to be an answer that they're willing to accept.
Yeah, it won't be. It won't be. We know the answer to that. Their fans are going to go crazy if they don't make anything happen. And, you know, people pay for season tickets. They want to see a winner, and we've all been spoiled by the wins. But when I look at this deal between the Jazz and the Phoenix Suns, I start putting my thinking cap on, thinking, what the hell is going on in Phoenix?
I didn't know what to make of the trade.
So the Jazz are consolidating their first-round picks acquired in the Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell trades, including the 2031 unprotected first from the Phoenix Suns. Utah has 11 first-round picks in the next 7 years. They're obviously rebuilding. And I don't think, you know, they signed Lowry Markkanen for whatever reason, but they're not planning to win. So The Phoenix Suns are making an aggressive move. They trade their 2031 unprotected first-round pick to the Utah Jazz for three first-round picks. The Suns are acquiring the least favorable first-round picks of the Utah Jazz in 2025 of Cleveland, Minnesota, 2027 of Cleveland, Minnesota, and 2029 of Cleveland, Minnesota, of course, with the Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert deals. But there are also rumors that there could be more teams involved in a potential trade that involves the Phoenix Suns. Obviously, they're looking at Jimmy Butler. They're looking at Jimmy Butler. And Bradley Beal's not so happy right now coming off the bench in Phoenix. He obviously made a stink and he said, look, I hold all the cards. I have a no trade clause. So be careful what you wish for, or I dictate the terms of where I go. And it could be Milwaukee, but it could be another team involved. Could be a 4-team trade involved because this is complicated with the CBA. So I would tell Warrior fans to hold your horses for a second. There could be some action around these parts.
Do you want Bradley Beal? Is that what you're insinuating?
I'm not saying Bradley Beal, but what's going on with Kevin Durant?
Well, wouldn't they make, okay, because again, I don't know what to make of this deal. Isn't this deal meant to be made to add to Kevin Durant?
Maybe.
Phoenix?
Maybe, but I'm hearing whispers that KD may not be the happiest down there. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe KD could be had.
Okay.
Who knows?
So now begs the question, okay, if he can be had, let's just...
I don't know. This is reckless speculation. I'm playing the sports talk radio game.
No, I love it.
The hypotheticals.
You know I love hypotheticals.
David Turkey, I know you do.
Me and Jim Harbaugh, hypotheticals. Is there any scenario where Kevin Durant comes to the Warriors and Draymond Green's still here? Because that's the elephant in the room.
I don't think that could be the case. I could be wrong. But I don't think
we're
that
speculating.
Could be the case. But we're but also like, speculating.
No, what about financially?
But hear about this. You bring up Draymond Green. You bring up Draymond Green. Forget the finances for a second because they'll figure all that out.
Okay.
But dude, I'm thinking about the Dalton Johnson yesterday. We had him on.
He spent like 10 minutes talking about all the things that he's done over the last couple of years, you know, that have on the floor, availability, technicals, issues with teammates, and all these things that have attributed to why they're where they're at.
Right. Well, Dalton brought up saying that he believes there's a 99.8% chance that Draymond Green finishes his career with the Golden State Warriors. And I pressed him and I said, hey, DJ, did you feel like that with Klay Thompson the previous season? And he's like, you know, it's a great question. I probably did. And so I think with Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob and seeing where this team is at, I don't think anything's off the table. I don't think anything's off the table. And when I say when I don't think anything's off the table, I don't think they'd be afraid to trade Draymond Green if there's a trade that presents itself to getting a player back or whatnot. I think everything's on the table for the Golden State Warriors. I really do.
No matter who is out the door, if they bring Kevin Durant back, I will be rocking my town KD jersey the very next day.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
No, I'm just saying, hypothetically, I would love that.
But would it surprise me if there was been conversations behind closed doors about Kevin Durant or anything like that? Maybe not.
I think they're speculating and
the Warriors are
coming up with algorithms to acquire lots of guys like that.
Yeah, the Warriors are coming. This is how it works. You look at a player, you see if they're available, you make the phone call because what does it hurt to make the phone call? Hey, is that guy, you don't think the Warriors are getting calls right now saying, hey, what's the deal with Steph Curry? You guys think about doing the unthinkable? And Dunleavy probably says, hell no, we're not trading him. Click.
I would exhaust everything for Kevin Durant.
Well, that's not, but is that going to help you win at this point?
Probably not, Bonte, but you know what? Like, it's infinitely more watchable.
We'll see.
Is the goal watchability at that point, or is it to win? Because I think Dalton said yesterday, like, why would this team, I think we have this somewhere, why would this team go all in with all these assets just to get, like, I think his words were the 9 seed.
Right.
But, like, if you go all in for Kevin Durant and Steph and Kevin Durant, get this team to maybe the 7th seed, maybe they get out of the box, but they don't play a second round of the playoffs. Like, what's then we're going to be sitting here, you know, in a few months going like, what's the point?
Well, here's
also,
what
we have no
you.
Future.
Still
now.
Be people mad.
No yep. doubt. Well, people will always be mad if you don't win it all, but like the 15th pick, hypothetically,
no,
the 15th pick.
Mad when you do win it all.
But like the 15th pick isn't going to change this organization.
Warriors won a couple championships. People were pissed that they win the finals MVP. I'm like, dude, get a grip. He got the Larry O'Brien trophy. It's got a ring.
It was like George Costanza and Seinfeld. Yeah, in 6 games.
Hey, look, I would say, KD, Steph, I'll figure out the rest. That sounds reckless and short-sighted. I'm telling you right now, yeah. I think a lot of Warrior fans are with me and they'd say, you know what, we'll just figure out the rest.
It'd be funny to see that switch up because I know in real time what it was. when it came to Kevin Durant. But,
help me, Kevin. But, you're our
but,
only hope.
But as we're talking about the Warriors here on the Warriors Wednesday, brought to you by Freeman's Appliance, come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. The Phoenix Suns are cooking up something. And I don't know exactly what they're cooking up. Obviously, Jimmy Butler's a name, and that may be it. But I think there's some other teams involved here. And I'm just speculating. It's regular speculation. Because I don't subscribe. When I hear fans tell me, Bonte, the Warriors are just sitting on their butts in the front office, I say, come on, man. You think Joe Lacob and company are sitting there? They went out there and made a move for Kelly Oubre Jr., panicking about Klay Thompson. They made the move for Kelly Oubre Jr. You think Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy are comfortable with what things are with the way things are going right now? You think Steph Curry's comfortable with the way things are coming? Hey, stop. Stop. The Warriors are working the phone lines, folks. Now, you could call them the Giants and say, well, they can't close. I've seen the Warriors close a lot better than the Giants have over the last 7 years. And that's a fact, Jack. So I don't want to hear that stuff right now.
like,
come on, man. Let's buckle up. This is why I keep telling y'all, adversity. Relax. Let these guys do what they do. I'm kind of with Steph Curry with the Twitter fingers, man. Just chill for a second. They are working on things. If something may happen, something may not happen. But it ain't the end of the world. I can guarantee you that something will happen over the next 6 months with this organization if nothing happens at the deadline. I can tell you that much.
KD and Steph coming back together would be like the unfinished business that we all think we need. It's closing the loop, right?
That would be insane. That would be insane.
I don't know how much winning they would do, but boy, it would be so much more fun. Look, rapid fire. Line them up right now. 8-8, 9-5-7, 9-5-7. Would you do what I did? Would you just like, hey, I don't really even care what it costs. Just bring KD back.
No,
serious.
Just the loop. If you're not winning games, you'd be happy with that.
I just want to see it. I trust KD and Steph. They'll do something.
Don is
sad. If I was in closeout games in the box and I knew I had Steph and KD, I'll take my chances.
I'm gonna mark this and save it. We'll get the Don in a sec. I'm gonna mark this and save it. So that way, if it does happen, and then the Warriors start struggling, we could play the well. You said this then versus that.
That's
now.
Fine.
So we'll have fun with that.
You know,
mark my words.
But you know, so ask you, pivot, don't panic. You could always pivot.
Presented with new information that Kevin Durant's plantar fasciitis injury, I realize now.
Journalists on the beat can't get away with pivoting and not panicking, but David Shasky. Fans can.
Somebody's got to be slippery.
But no, so seriously, Kevin Durant, the Phoenix Suns are 21-21. They ain't doing much winning down there. He's got Devin Booker.
It's the Spider-Man meme. We're the same team.
He's got Bradley Beal. He's got none. He's got players down there, and they're 21-21.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.